Hello, my name is Rudy. How are you doing today?
Fine.
Great. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey, okay? Let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country's headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
I don't know.
Well, pick a
I'm ready.
you
Well,
tell.
what did you
Well,
say?
how do
Satisfied.
you feel about very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Well, I'm satisfied.
Okay, all right. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you, okay? And I'll spit them out here. For example, student loan debt.
It's not important to me.
Not important. How would you grade it on the scale of 0 to 10?
Well, I don't know because I don't go to school.
Well, let me ask you. 0 meaning that not an important issue, 10 meaning that it is a very important issue, and then you can always select in between 0 and 10, okay? But 10 being the highest note, 0 being the lowest. Student loan debt, how important is that to you?
I don't go to school, so how can I talk about school debt, though?
All right.
I don't know nothing about no school debt.
All right, so we'll say 0, not an important issue. How about
Yeah,
racism
very
and
right.
discrimination? How about racism and discrimination?
That's a 10.
Good. How about inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Okay, how about health care?
0.
Okay, how about jobs and wages?
0.
Okay. How about crime and violence?
10.
Okay. How about reproductive freedom?
10.
Okay. How about climate change?
Five.
Okay. How about voting rights?
I said 8.
Okay. How about immigration?
10.
Okay. How about abortion rights?
I'm not good with that, so I'm gonna just say 5.
Okay. How about education? And we're talking about kindergarten through 12th grade.
7.
Okay. How about criminal justice reform? Criminal justice reform.
5.
Okay. How about democracy?
0.
Okay. Moving forward, okay? Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
8.
Okay, good. Which is your race? White, black, or American African, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic?
American African.
Okay, good. All right. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Good. What is the year of your birth, please?
1955.
Okay, good. All right, perfect. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
12.
Okay, good. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you. Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I'll give my vote maybe a 5.
Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
They might have, I'll give them 3%. 3.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. For example, Andre Dickens.
0.
Okay. How about Raphael Warnock?
0.
Okay. How about Brad Raffensperger?
0.
How about J.D. Vance?
0.
How about Tim Walz?
0.
How about John Ossoff?
0.
How about Brian Kemp?
0.
Okay, moving forward. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump? Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
I don't know yet. I'm still thinking.
Undecided. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein? Or are you still undecided?
I'm still undecided.
Okay. I know it's a long way off. But if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democrat.
Okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Say that again.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote?
I voted Democrat.
I know. Donald or Joe Biden?
Democrat, Joe Biden.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Well, my life is the same.
Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I say a small.
Small difference, okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, and I'll spit them out. Black voters.
5.
Okay. Vice President Harris.
2.
Okay. COVID-19 recovery.
5.
Okay. Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
5.
Okay. How about your local mayor?
5.
How about Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
Oh, 5.
Okay. Moving forward, below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. And I'll read the phrases, okay? The first one reads, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. How would you consider that? Would it strongly motivate you to vote, or would not motivate you to vote at all?
5.
Okay. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. How would you rate that?
5.
Okay. Because we demanded funds from HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt, discharge, and other aid. How would you rate that?
5.
Okay. Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crime laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
5.
Okay. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals.
8.
Okay. Moving forward, and we're almost done. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. But please, answer based on how you feel right now. For example, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
5.
0 meaning no power. Okay. How much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community?
3.
Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote.
8.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Same.
Okay. All right. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you register to vote at your current address? Within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago, more than a year ago?
More than a year ago.
Okay. How did you register to vote? By mail, in person at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically?
Voter registration.
Okay. And do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
Straight.
Okay, good. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Separated.
Okay. And are you the parent of or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African-American.
Okay, good. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Good. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, student?
Retired.
Okay. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I can't remember.
Can you give me an estimate, just a rough estimate? It doesn't have to be to the dot.
When?
Uh-huh. Last year, 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Again, your best estimate is fine.
I don't know. So I'll just put out there 2,000.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and taking the time, okay? You have a nice day ahead, sir.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.